Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. It's the 23rd of August 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. I've got to say, it's certainly found much more pleasant in the garden. Still warm, but comfortable. Just much easier to get things done. Now, I was reminded today that it's still the children's school summer holidays. And I always laugh at myself for this because I always instantly think of, well, the reason that the summer holidays originally existed. It was so children could help bring in the harvests. And this is, for me, just a gentle reminder how deeply woven into our history gardening is. Just a little bit of useless information for you, but I think it's very, very apt. Now, this weekend, I've been tackling quite a few satisfying jobs. I've been pumping water from water butt to water butt. Now, we've got some rain this week, and I believe we're going to get some more rain this week. So what I really want to do is be able to capture as much of that rain as possible. I've also been just trying to investigate ways of improving water retention in the garden. Mulch, shade, soil structure, all the usual suspects, as well as looking at other things that I've been experimenting with. The Leola pot is one, but the real hero this year has been the Autopot spider. That has produced some great results, and I think that's going to be something we're expanding on in the future. Carrying on in the home garden, I've managed to weed out the patio area a bit. It's one of those jobs that just makes everything look instantly better. But the mile a day climber just took over. It always does, but needed to cut it back, get it done, clear away some brambles and just tidy up that area to make it more usable. I really should be using my patio area much more and I haven't been lately. So perhaps now we can. Down on the allotment, I have dug up some of the brambles, which I've spoken about quite a bit lately, and I've also harvested a few potatoes. Now, I've got to say, it's been much, much more pleasant being out in the garden and on the allotment this week, and it just feels like it's much more pleasurable. And I always say that all the time. I love being out in the garden, I love being out in the allotment, but when it's been as hot as it has been, it's just nice to get out of there. Today I checked on the bees and all very good down there. I am resigned to the fact that it's unlikely, well, we're not going to get any honey this year. So we'll have to wait until next year for that. But I'm still checking on them. We're still going to be looking at things and looking at ways of expanding on them. Now, of course, today I sowed our seed of the day from this month's seed pack, chicory, Brussels, Whitloff. Now this is a brilliant crop if you really fancy trying something a little bit different. I say a little bit different, but I quite often grow this. Now this chicory is grown for its forced winter chicons, those pale, crunchy, slightly bitter torpedoes you often see in the shops. Now, in terms of timing, you can sow these now right through to early September, but they do prefer a sunny bed with real drained soil. Sow directly in 1 centimetre deep in rows, and then as they grow, as they germinate, we're going to thin them out to 20-25 centimetres apart. Just make sure the soil stays moist but not waterlogged. Now I will be sowing these directly. You could sow them in modules and what have you, but I'm of the opinion now, let's just try and sow directly and see how they get on. Now, you can let these plants just grow right through the autumn. You're really aiming for large, healthy roots because the top growth at the moment doesn't really matter too much. But just let them grow right through the autumn. And in late autumn, we're going to lift those roots very, very carefully. And then we're going to trim off the leaves to about 2 to 3 centimetres above the crown. And then we're going to store those roots somewhere cool for a couple of weeks. Now, this is where we're going to be into the forcing stage, because we're going to place those roots upright in a bucket or in a box, something that really blocks out light. Cover them over with compost or sand, and then keep them somewhere dark and cool. A shed garage works very, very well for this. After 3 to 5 weeks, what we'll get is pale, tight chicons chicons, whatever you may pronounce it, ready to harvest. This is a really fun crop. Bit different, I know. It's a bit of an old-fashioned crop to grow, but it's very rewarding and it's very, very tasty at the same time. Like I said, these can be quite bitter. I like bitter food myself, so I'm looking forward to eating these. And best of all, it's just a way of growing something a little bit different. Now, my thought of the week, as you know, each week I like to share with you something that I'd like to hear from you, really. Give you something to think about during the week, and then just email me your answer to the answer for this. Now, because it's cooled down quite a bit, I'm asking, what's one small change you can make in your garden this week that would just make your life easier for the rest of the season? Now, it might be something like reorganising pots. I've got lots of pots in my garden that all need reorganising, and that's definitely a high priority for me. Could be improving how much water you capture, whether it is adding more water butts or what have you. Could be tackling a patch of weeds. We all have areas that weeds are, well, not easy to keep on top of. So perhaps you have one of those and that's something you could do this week. Perhaps planning your autumn sowings. As you know, I like to sow all year round, and autumn is a good time to be sowing for next year's crops. Or it could be simply just clearing a corner that you have been ignoring. As always, please email me with your answer what this one small change is, and let me know if you're going to tackle it this week. I love hearing what you're working on. Love hearing what you're doing, as always. If you don't know, I'm sure you do, my email address is richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Well, that brings me up to the end of this week's Supporters Club podcast. Monday's podcast will be out tomorrow. I'm pleased to say I've got it all edited, so I'll be able to spend a bit of time doing all the fancy bits of social media and stuff tomorrow, as well as getting back to a few emails. I know I've had some emails from you that I've got to get back to. I hate emails in some ways, but I love them at the same time. But yeah, thank you so much as always for your support. It genuinely means the world to me. It helps me keep this podcast rolling, and I hope that you enjoy being a member as well. I hope you're enjoying the cooler weather as well. Have a great week, whatever you're doing, and I will catch you again on Thursday night, of course, tomorrow's podcast as well. So until then, please take care.